B'tochen for Life, Shia number 358, Wednesday, Parshias Behar B'chukosai. We are focusing on the first pasuk that the Yerushalmi brings, Hashem Tzvakos Imanu Misgavlanu Elokei Yaakov Selah. And we are analyzing the purpose of what this pasuk is supposed to teach us, and that is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is engaged in every area of our life, and the more we repeat it, the more it will be zeiche to experience it. One point to mention that one of our listeners said, when a person says a pasuk, and we can say the pasuk with Hashem's name, like we discussed, as long as you say the full pasuk, but when someone says the pasuk, he has to make sure that he's not standing in a place which is not clean. Because the halacha is that a person cannot say a pasuk of Torah in a place which is dirty. If it smells or it's not clean, you're not allowed to say a pasuk. So if someone is around a child that has a dirty diaper, for example, you cannot say this pasuk. You can say it in your own words, that the Ribbono Shel Olam is taking care of me. But the pasuk has to be said in a situation that is clean, which is very important to keep in mind. But let's get back to the pasuk. The beginning of the pasuk calls HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashem Tzvakos. The Ribbono Shel Olam is called Tzvakos. What does the name Hashem Tzvakos mean? And why are we using that name over here? What does it have to do with the message of this pasuk? So the Gemara says that the first person that called HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tzvakos was Chana. When she was davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, she called HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tzvakos. And the Gemara explains that she was conveying a message when she called HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tzvakos. She was saying, Ribbono Shel Olam, you created Tzivei Tzvois in the world. Tzvois, when we're not referring to Hashem, means soldiers, means troops, means many, many people. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world with billions of people in it. When we refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the name Tzvakos, we are addressing Hashem specifically in this area, in the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world with myriads of people all around. Billions of people, billions of creations, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a huge world. That's what the name Tzvakos hints to. And in the context that we are discussing, there's a very important message in the name Tzvakos. A person can sometimes look at himself as just a number amongst the billions of people that exist in this world. But the message of this pasuk is that it's not true. Yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashem Tzvakos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created millions and billions of people. Tzivei Tzvois of people. But you are unique. You are HaKadosh Baruch Hu's children. And therefore, that's what we are hinting to in this pasuk. We are calling HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tzvakos. We are alluding to the fact that the Ribbono Shel Olam created a world that has billions of people in it. But then we say, Hashem Tzvakos Imanu. The Ribbono Shel Olam that is Tzvakos, that created a world with so many people, is with us. Misgavlanu, He takes care of us. He is our Hashem, regardless of how many people are in the world. When I focus on Hashem, He shows me that He's taking care of me.